said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I am Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry.
Sterling, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. This week's been a little tiring.
Okay.
We've had some medical issues in the home regarding our dog. And so I've been up a couple nights.
And wait, serious medical issues or normal routine?
We had some, well, it was me, but my roommate did take our dog to the emergency vet. But sometimes you actually have to spend $1,000 to learn that your dog has dog IBS. And that is what we learned. So she is on drugs.com and hopefully she will not keep shitting all over the floor. So anyways, that's kind of where I'm at. But
no fabric was ruined, right? No couch fabric, rugs.
No, I mean, we've had a rug out to dry.
Okay. I just need to know for the next time I visit, I need to know where I can sit.
You know, don't do the main rug then, I guess. It's okay. Clean. It's okay. Clean. It's now clean. Okay. Anyways, what are you doing? What are you up to?
Well, not to get too bleak, but this past week, my boyfriend, Yes, that's right, fellas. I'm off the market. But no, so my boyfriend, Jimmy, his grandmother had passed away. She lived a long, full life. So it was expected. They knew it was coming. But anyway, she was the sweetest woman. Her name was Eleanor. And I got to know her briefly, but she did tell me about her glass eye, which I was like, okay, that's coming in hot, Eleanor. Mm-hmm. So anyways, cut to, I go in town for the funeral. It was a beautiful service. I got to meet the family. It was very nice. And then afterwards, Jimmy was like, hey, come in here. My family has something to say. And I was like, okay. So I go into the living room. And so his father was like, hey, I just want to give you guys some gifts that Eleanor had left behind. So he goes over to our friend Heather and said, your grandmother wanted to give you this. And she was like, oh, my God, this is the such and such I gave her for her birthday 1 year. And she wants me to have it. That's so sweet. And then goes over to Jimmy. And he was like, oh, my goodness, this is the ornament that I gave her for Christmas a couple of years ago. And so I was like, oh, that's sweet. They just wanted me to be here for this sweet moment. And then the dad, Jimmy's dad, was like, and she wanted you to have something, Blair. So he comes over.
No.
I was like, I just met her.
I'm so scared.
So I open it up. So it's this little box.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I open it up.
No. No.
Okay. First of all, it's not real. Listening audience, it is a glass eye.
But it's not hers.
It is not hers, but that was the joke. They were playing a nice little joke on me.
What did you say?
As soon as I opened it, I knew it was a joke, and I was like, I hate you guys. So that was the thing. They were like waiting. That was the one thing getting them through this funeral was knowing that they were going to pull a practical joke on me. And they all start dying laughing.
That's so funny.
What's so funny is as you were getting these gifts, I was just like, I don't know if this is super sweet because she's just re-gifting you what you gave her years ago. So that was my thought going into it. But yeah, so wow. I guess I got initiated into the family with a practical joke.
To have your lover's grandma's eye.
So yeah,
that's how you know.
That's how you know things are going pretty well.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so glad.
Shout out to the cooks.
And also shout out to our guest that is, I think, just about to jump on into our chat. Ooh. Our guest is so funny. You've probably seen him on Instagram, TikTok, doing shows in New York and LA. Be sure to check out his show, I Can Show You. Please welcome EJ Marcus.
All right. Well, EJ, thank you so much for doing our podcast. We're happy to have you.
Thanks for having me. So excited to be here.
We like to really dig in. We like to take a sharp left turn, if you will, on this comedy podcast.
Yeah.
And talk deep.
Yeah. You keep it real. Yeah.
How do you handle conflict?
Here's what I'll say. In certain contexts, I think of myself as like a really, really direct conflict haver. And yet, I think that way about myself. And then also recently, someone did tell me that I am super, super avoidant. So I'm kind of like...
Oh, so you're a flip-flopper.
So I don't know. I guess my answer is I don't know. Because I feel like in my mind, I think that I can be really, really direct. And then also... I'm getting feedback.
One person actually came to you and said otherwise.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay. So me and Sterling come from a background of improv. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love for you two to role play.
Oh, we've never done this before.
Yeah. We're trying something different.
Sure.
Okay. I'm trying to really get back into UCB. Okay.
Do we need to do the count off like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Or are we ready to jump?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Great. Ready. Great. Great. Okay, so Sterling will be the bad guy, and then you are going to have to handle, do your conflict style. Let's see which way you go. Okay.
Okay.
So your suggestion is laundry. You may begin when ready.
EJ, we've been living together for a while because I'm your roommate, and we're close.
We're really close.
We're friends from college.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to freak you out, but something did happen. And it does look like we kind of do laundry together because we're really close. There's one basket. That's what we've always said in the home.
I love that. I know we're always like one basket.
One basket.
Yeah.
But it looks like when it was kind of your week to do laundry this week, it looks like you didn't separate the colors and the whites. And all of the colors have bled onto my clothes. And now everything's pink.
Oh, my God.
This is good, Sterling.
I think I'll need... $5,000 for a new wardrobe.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, like, where did you come up with that number?
Well, I inventory kind of every time I buy something, write it in my Excel.
Okay. Wow. I mean, first of all, thank you for being transparent with me about what happened in the laundry room.
Of course. Of course.
I feel horrible about it, but also, I'm not sure if that totally makes sense as a response to what happened. Okay. And I just kind of want to talk through maybe alternative ideas. Maybe we could brainstorm together other ways for you to feel safe in the home again.
This is good. This is good stuff.
I feel safe in the home.
Oh.
It's just now I don't have any clothes. So totally. Obviously I feel a little less safe because I've lost everything. Because I only have about one basket worth of laundry is all my clothes.
Now, for the listening audience right now, EJ looks like he's sweating. Yeah. He's swallowing a lot and looks like he might want to throw up. So it could teeter in any direction. Okay, EJ, continue with the scene.
Okay. Yeah, I just kind of want to push back on like me having to buy you all new clothes when I also... We've been talking for months about how the washing machine is like pretty old. And it was kind of like on you to like, you said you were going to email the landlord. And,
I did.
I don't know. Like, I don't want to like tit for tat, but I also kind of, you know.
He's titting for tatting.
It's just interesting. You're kind of like taking the side of like big landlord. I kind of thought this was like a renter's rights home, but.
It's like a renter's right. It's a renter's rights home.
His voice is getting extremely high. He's nervous.
No. I'm just going to kind of break this. Okay. I just want to say I think you did amazing.
That was great.
And I just want to be truthful. I want to be truthful in this. I've never separated. I don't even know if things turn pink.
That's archaic. No, I will say I was worried in the beginning because I could see your eyes shifting, EJ. But then I was just I was like, no, he's going to come after her.
So, Blair, do you take the side of EJ or the one friend that did tell him that he was avoidant?
I am going to have to side with EJ only because your wardrobe, it sounds like it's incredibly expensive to where you should be dry cleaning. You shouldn't be doing it yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm actually going to tell you that one person that told you that, wrong. It seems like you really handle conflict well and jump on in, EJ.
Okay.
And that was like a classic scenario. So like from that scenario, I think we can kind of say that about life.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it's like that felt like every conflict at once.
Yeah.
You should feel really proud about how you handled that situation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So we have a game that we play on this podcast called Heaven or Hell. And this is going to be a game where we are going to talk about some different behaviors. And you are going to decide if that's heaven, hell, or if you're kind of ambivalent purgatory for you. Now you have a solo show called I Can Show You. And so this game is going to be about different behaviors in which people are showing you something. And if that's heaven, hell, or purgatory for you.
Ooh, fun. Okay.
Okay. Blair, do you want to kick us off with number one?
A friend making you watch every single one of their TikTok videos they've made. Heaven or hell?
Oh, can I ask follow-up questions? Or I just have
to- Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, of course.
What kind of TikTok videos have they made?
I was kind of thinking like comedy or
if,
like...
If this helps, and this is also a brave thing of me to admit...
Okay.
I was in therapy and I was telling my therapist a story and I was like, here, I got a video, and I showed it to her.
Blair likes to show people, can I say, his TikTok videos.
Well, because no one's watching them. So I have to get someone to look at.
Blair does like to be like, look, did you see this one? Did you see this one? Did you see this one? One time we
so
went
this
on
is actually
and-
about me. Now you're on the spot. How are you going to handle this conflict? You don't,
but feel free to really state your opinion, because also Blair needs to be taught a lesson.
I need to learn. I need to learn.
He needs
Teach
to learn.
Me.
The stakes just got like exponentially higher, but well, here's what I was going to say is the moment that I asked the follow-up question of what kind of TikTok videos they are, I did kind of realize like it doesn't really matter. It is, I'm fine with watching a couple. In fact, I want to see a couple. Every single one that someone has made, I do think that is hell.
I agree. I think you have a leeway of 1 to 2 and then you got to cut them off.
Well, because what I thought you were originally going to say was someone showing you all of their like TikTok videos they've liked. I love that. That's heaven to me.
Follow-up question. What if I've liked my own videos?
No, if you like no. your
Does that count?
Sterling, I'm going to pass this one off to you.
Yeah. No, that doesn't count. And it is so funny that you're showing your therapist your TikTok videos.
She said she might follow me, so.
Okay, number two. Okay. A parent showing you a news clipping about the harms of not wearing sunscreen.
I think that there's something heavenly about someone having gone through the effort of the physical, a newspaper clipping.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously a parent is who I expect that from the most. But like if anyone in my life has like gone through the effort of cutting something out for me and it's like this, I wanted you specifically to see this. I'm like, that's great.
It shows they care.
It shows they care. Yeah. I will say this. This comes from a little personal experience. Shout out if you're listening. My dear aunt did send me a news clipping about skin cancer and just sent it to me in the mail. I would almost say without any context. And I love you. Shout out to my aunt. Okay, next one.
Your roommate demonstrating how to actually properly load the dishwasher.
Oh, heaven. I can never figure it out.
What's your hang up on it? Well, like, what are you doing wrong?
I think in my defense, the house I grew up in did not have a dishwasher in it. I think... when I see a dishwasher, it creates a certain amount of anxiety in me because the context in which I was loading a dishwasher was always at friends' houses. I'm like helping clean up after dinner and it feels like a really high pressure situation. Like their mom is like, what? Who put this in here like this? You know, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, you know. I can do the easy ones like a cup on top or whatever, but like sometimes with the certain plates that are a little rounded, I'm not getting it right.
Just a follow-up question. When you were at this party and you got called out by someone, did you lie and blame it on someone else or did you own up to it?
I always owned up to it. I was always like, I'm sorry.
Okay, next one. Your lover asking you to look at a weird new bump on their back and asking if they should seek medical attention.
Do you like looking at weird things?
Because
I have a TikTok.
I'm not one of those people that likes the like pimple popper or whatever, you know, those. Mm-mm. That's not really my thing. I never want to shame someone for what's on their body. Like if I'm like warned properly, someone's like, I have a mole, like, can you check it out? I'm like, okay, mentally preparing, sure. I'm not someone who's gonna get like joy out of that though. So I guess purgatory.
All right, number five. The automotive repairman showing you that there's actually nothing wrong with your car, you actually improperly screwed on your oil cap.
Hell, because it's humiliating. Heaven, because I'm glad it's a cheap fix. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'll take that over having to get the freaking shocks replaced or whatever the fuck.
Okay, our last one. Your friend showing you the Instagram of the ex-girlfriend of the person she just matched with on Hinge and wondering if you think she's a threat.
Love. Heaven.
Heaven. You love to do a sort of a new crush stalking.
It's fun until we need to also be able to move on. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like sometimes a friend is like, oh my God, let me show you all this stuff that I've like figured out by stalking this person. I'm like, yes, fun. And then I've got like, you know, like a, I'm going to say generously a 12 minute window of when that's
fun. Okay.
And then I kind of max out and I'm like, well, I also do talk about like, how's work going? You know, like, I'm like, we're having drinks, we're catching up. And I'm like, well, I'm sort of bored.
Yeah.
Do you have like a good way, like a line that's stored in your memory as a way to kind of like sum up this 12 minutes?
I feel like my go-to with these things, I'll just kind of like, I like try to like look towards the future. I'm like, so what are you guys going to do when you hang out? Or like, if I feel like it comes up a lot is someone's like telling me about a conflict they had like with a partner or whatever. And I'm always like, so where did you leave the conversation?
That's good. I feel like there's a few.
You can use it.
Sometimes I use the classic, I'm bored. Can we talk about something else? That also helps.
Okay. So you're good at conflicts.
It's a very small group of people I could say that to comfortably.
Yeah. God, but I love that. That's awesome.
My favorite thing is when a new person arrives and I feel like I'm kind of the one doing that. Like, I just told a story and then a new friend arrives and they're like, but I got to hear it, you know? Mm-hmm. I do this. What do you guys think of this? I pass it to the friend who I just told it to. So I just told it. I'm going to have them retell it in their eyes. And then they kind of get to be storyteller. And I kind of get to see what were the major markers that they remember, I guess.
Yeah.
You get to test their friendship.
Okay, well, amazing. That was our game.
Woo, I won.
Woohoo. Yeah.
The prize is now telling us a story.
Yay.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
EJ, do you have a story for us today that's maybe a little hard to tell if you were in the right or the wrong, that Blair and I can kind of help decide if it was good or bad behavior?
Yes. So in order to tell this story, I need to take us back to the summer of 2021. We were newly vaccinated. Mm-hmm. We were kind of coming out of lockdown, but then there was also, you know, people were kind of like, and this isn't really a disclaimer, but I think people were acting weird generally.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know, we were a little like wobbly on our legs and things of that nature. So, okay. Summer of 2021, my partner and I were working at a summer camp in Vermont, and it was a camp that we had worked at before pre-COVID, but we were back for the summer of 2021. And this is a summer camp that, I guess this context doesn't really matter. It's like an insane kind of like bougie summer camp for like rich kids from Brooklyn.
What is one of the bougie activities they do?
Well, so here's the thing about it is actually the camp itself is not really bougie. It's actually pretty like grimy, but it costs so much money to attend because it's really for, you know, it's your kids who maybe aren't outdoors, aren't really in touch with, it's a, like, there's a teaching farm on the camp. I was the farmer, actually.
Oh, so, amazing.
Yes. I was Farmer EJ, and part of the vibe of the camp is, like, connecting kids with food production. Like, you know, maybe a kid comes in, they're like, I didn't even know that chickens were once alive before I ate them, and then now they're like working hands-on with chickens.
Wow, some
and
dumb
like
kids.
Eggs.
They need this. They need this camp.
You would be shocked. So, my partner and I had decided we were going to work at this camp pre-vaccines. We were like, it was sort of like in the winter, like early 2021. We were like, oh yeah, we'll go work at camp because obviously everything's going to be shut down again. So this is like a great way to like be somewhere beautiful and like be getting paid, but not have to worry about COVID. You know, like it was a weird time. We were making strange decisions. So
yeah.
We applied to go work at camp. As the spring kind of develops, we're getting like updates from camp. Even though vaccines are coming out, they're like, we're not going to change any of our protocol. We are going to be masked 100% of the time. They're implementing these rules that like actually don't even make sense for the time period that we were at. They're like, And this is happening like while the rest of the world is like, oh my God, I can finally go see my mom.
like, actually, we're washing groceries again.
yes. No, like genuinely, they're like, we are putting hand sanitizer on every wall. And you're like, what? Like, they're like,
the wall.
Like, it just doesn't, it feels like logic that was from like the, anyway. So
right.
Another key component of this camp is like, there's really no indoor spaces. Like there's like the dining hall is like a covered indoor room. Everywhere else is outside, open air. So like in terms of the logic of COVID, even if you were really worried about it spreading like that time, like it actually is one of the safest places for kids to be able to like run around without masks on because it's like everybody's outside. Also, the kids that we were working with were pretty much all able to be vaccinated because they were over whatever age it was at that point.
Okay.
And the camp, we took like a Greyhound bus from New York City. The camp director picks us up from the Greyhound station. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you guys are here. We're like, yay. We're so excited for another summer at camp after the craziness of COVID. And she's like, were you guys told that you're not going to be able to leave camp premises all summer? And we're like, what? Because a huge part. So I don't know if you guys ever worked at a summer camp before in your lives, but
I've been to church camp.
I didn't work.
Well, I will say like a pretty key part of staying sane when you work at a summer camp is being able on your days off to leave because there's no alcohol or substances allowed on camp property, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's children everywhere. And so, you know, you're with kids, like you're basically working 24 hours a day. And we're like, that is so interesting. like that actually fundamentally changes the way that we're going to engage with this camp. Anyway, so we proceeded for our days off. We lied to the faces of everyone there. And we said, of course, we will not leave camp premises. We don't want to give everybody COVID.
Of course.
Even though also Vermont, there's nobody around. So leaving camp premises just meant like being alone somewhere else. Like we weren't going to go see anybody. But every day we would wake up before sunrise and inch our car down a dirt road with the headlights off and sneak out of camp. Uh-huh. And just literally run around. Like, we would, like, just go to, like, the nearest town and, like, do the simplest of things. Like, go. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, and this is where maybe it gets tricky.
Okay.
We would, like, go into a grocery store and, like, we wouldn't wear masks because it felt so – that's what everyone had started to do. Like, oh, my God, we're not wearing masks. Like, it feels amazing. Like, we were getting texts from our friends being like, I'm at a bar in Brooklyn. And we were like, what? Like, so
– I'm grocery shopping.
Yeah, like, literally, like, I went to a restaurant. And we're like, that's crazy. We can't do anything. And so then we would just sneak out, have our day, come back after sunset, inch along the dirt road. And then appear.
Yeah.
And be like, we had an amazing day off. We were just like hiking around camp property and we would lie to everyone.
Okay. I do have a question.
I know. About this.
How long was this road that you were inching along and how long did it take you to leave? Like how many hours?
The road itself was maybe a mile and we would have to go. All the staff cars were parked in this. This was also part of the drama, was like all the staff cars were parked at the top of this like gravel hill that was like very visible. So we would have to kind of like inch down the hill. And like there's people, like it's a farm camp. So people are up pre-sunrise, you know? So like the chances of us running into someone who's like literally milking the cows and then being like, hey, where are you guys going? No one's allowed to leave. We're like our hearts would be like beating so fast. So it would take us a bit because we'd be like stopping. And like you might see like literally like a camper who would like snuck out. And you're like, shh.
So how long was this camp?
Like 2.5 months, like all summer, basically. So also like the only time off we're getting is once a week.
But okay, so even if they didn't see you leave, they'd know your car was gone, right?
If they were checking. I mean, this is the thing, is that I think there were some people that definitely knew we were leaving and were just like being chill about it. And I think that by the end of the summer, we were like, I feel like people are just looking the other way because also so many, this was another element. So many staff members were quitting, like dropping like flies because it was insane. They were like, oh, you can't leave, but we got a Keurig for the staff room.
Not to give anything away, but can you kind of describe the type of person that owned this camp?
Like really, really, and this is where I'm like actually maybe going to get canceled, but I don't know if you guys remember like the period of time during COVID, deep COVID, where people were getting absolutely like vicious about who was following what rules in a way where like, it kind of became, in my opinion, less about public safety and more about like regulating behavior. And I think that like that this camp was a huge safe haven for people who like love to get to be right and to like get mad at people who are doing things wrong. Like, for example, there was a time technically over the course of the summer, because there's like multiple camps on the same property that were like all under the umbrella of one camp, but we were walking on the path that was like neutral territory or whatever for like between the camps. And we walked a little too close to one of the other camps. Too close being like 300 meters away from any person. Someone from that camp reported us to our boss at our camp because we like technically weren't supposed to be there. Like, it's like the kind of thing where it's like, that actually has nothing to do with COVID. You're just a narc.
Now, can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
Your partner. Mm-hmm. You're still together to this day?
We are.
Okay. Now, do you think that's a hard environment to be in? Probably. You know, not if you weren't able to get really any time away from kids. Because, you know, relationships take work.
Yes.
Now, do you think, without this time away, would you maybe not be where you are today? Because you needed that time for your relationship to kind of, you know, and so taking that risk, ultimately, you're still together with that person today. Could that have been worth it, ultimately?
I love that read of it. I honestly, like a little bit, yeah. Like things got dark that summer. It was mentally there were so many layers to it. As I've kind of mentioned, you know, we were experiencing the world kind of opening up, but we were like not allowed to partake in it. It was super isolated. I don't know. We were also a COVID relationship. So I think part of it, we were like, this is our first context in which people are witnessing. Like, obviously, like other staff members, like the kids didn't know, but like, you know, like the first context in which people are like socially seeing us as a couple. And it's like the weirdest environment imaginable. Like, we're like, we just want to like go out in the world and like feel a little bit normal.
So really, this was kind of the ultimate test.
You know, it was a big test.
Did you work there again after that summer?
I would never work there again, I think. And, you know, I say that, well, no, never, never say never.
Let me ask you this. God forbid you hit a rough patch with your partner. Okay. Would you think in that moment, we need to get back to camp?
Fascinating. You know, I don't think, prior to you asking that question, I don't think that would ever occur to me. But now I'm kind of like,
Because if you can make it through camp.
It's so true. Because you could kind of be like, if you're having any time, if you ever had any problems, you go, let's go back to camp because let's actually show what a real problem could be. You know, you're maybe getting in an argument about laundry, but then you go back to camp and you're like, laundry's
got to milk a cow.
I have to milk a cow. I would take anything to have a problem about laundry now. Yeah. That is something to think about. That is something to think about.
No, it's really real. I mean, there's definitely times where we're like, do you remember?
I think I know where I'm leaning.
You know, I think I do too.
Well, here's my big thing. I'm all about understanding a context before I'm in it. And I think in a way you got a little bamboozled with them not telling you kind of a huge aspect of the job, which is that you're actually kind of in jail, kind of can't leave. And so you had taken a Greyhound bus from New York City, which that I can't even, that's an experience. Like, that's not a quick turnaround, right?
No.
And so this isn't like a quick, like, oh, I actually don't really want to do this. Like, you'd have to kind of figure out how to get back, like, and it's 2021. So I think it's like on the camp to have been a little bit more upfront about that. And because they weren't upfront about that, and you had obviously like gotten the vaccine, all this kind of stuff, like, because you weren't given that context, I think you are allowed to like slightly not adhere to those rules, because that was not a rule that you had like been given to accept. It was just like kind of forced upon you. So I guess I'm kind of leaning good. Blair?
Oh yeah, listening to your story, I hear love that came from a traumatic event and then continued to almost kind of weirdly seek out another traumatic event, but yet you fought through it. Work at a camp. Yeah, COVID camp. Oh, it's kind of hand in hand if you think about it. So you made it through two huge events and saw to the other side. And that is, I don't mean to get emotional, but that is the stuff that Hallmark movies are made of.
Oh.
If this was made into a Hallmark movie, I would watch the shit out of it.
Yeah,
and for that, I say good behavior, and you better write that screenplay, sir.
Well, we're on strike. We're on strike, so not yet.
Well, think about it. That's true. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a Drew Barrymore. I mean, keep it in your head and then script it out when the strike is
for
over.
For sure.
Wow. Okay, so EJ, you have been officially deemed
good behavior.
Thank you, guys. Wow, how often is the good behavior like unanimous?
Pretty
often.
I don't
know. I don't listen to the show, so I don't really know.
Listeners, write in how often. It's usually pretty unanimous, but we do have a prize for you because you've been deemed good.
So EJ, we know that winning an award can be pretty difficult, mainly because what are you going to say? Anyone who watches award shows, the best part is people are living for the acceptance speech. So we have eliminated that stress for you. So we're now going to provide you an acceptance speech to accept your good behavior. All right, so pick your favorite one, Sterling.
Okay, it's going to come up in the chat.
Okay. Wow. I guess I am a pretty incredible person. You know those pathetic people who look to see who watches every single one of their Instagram stories? Not me. I actually don't even have an Instagram, That's how evolved I am.
Wow.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for accepting our award and for giving that beautiful speech to us today, EJ. Before we wrap up, it's been such a treat to have you on. Can you tell listeners where they can follow you, anything upcoming to plug?
My name is EJ Having Fun on everything, and I am doing my solo show, my aforementioned solo show in LA on October 15th and October 23rd, and in New York on November 3rd and November 4th.
Wow, two nights in a row.
I know. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. So I'm like, so come to that.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.